The Bristol Bay Forever Citizen Initiative cleared the Lieutenant Governor's office today, which means the initiative's sponsors can start collecting the necessary signatures to put the initiative on the ballot. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
The Bristol Bay Forever Initiative seeks to require legislative approval for large-scale mines in the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve. Anders Gustafsson is the executive director of the Renewable Resources Coalition, which is backing the initiative. He says that the original Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve legislation added a layer of protection to the fishery from oil and gas development. This initiative would expand that to meet what he says are the current threats.
So what we're doing is basically amending that piece of legislation to say, hey, if it's good enough for oil and gas, then we should probably have the same kind of review for large-scale mines.
If the initiative makes it onto the ballot, and if the voters approved it at the polls, the Alaska State Legislature would have to give final authorization for the permitting of large-scale mines like Pebble in the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve. Gustafsson thinks this ballot initiative takes a more balanced approach than other initiatives Alaskans have seen over the years, and also shouldn't be construed as a hurdle for potential mines elsewhere in the state.
So it's very specific in its geography. It doesn't apply to mines elsewhere in the state. It's really about protecting Bristol Bay salmon.
The backers and sponsors now must gather signatures, and a lot of them, in order to put the initiative on the 2014 ballot. They need a minimum of 10% of the number of people who voted in the previous general election, which means they need 30,169 signatures gathered from three-quarters of all House districts in the state, and they have a year to get them. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.